Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for the seed. The Lord says, I bring you into a season of greater faith. I bring you into a season where you're going to come into a time of power, power of your mind that is going to begin to cause you to come into a season of new blessings. For the spirit of favor is upon thee. For this is a season where things that will seem as if they're almost magical, if I want to say that word to you. Because whatever you say, God says, so shall it be. What seemed to be impossible shall now become possible. What seemed to have been stuck is being released. For my favor, I wave it upon thee. So he says, speak the word and decree the word. For the Lord says, the spirit of abundance is upon thee. No matter how far and wide, the Lord says, you're about to prosper. And you're going to transform some things because he's transforming some things in your life. No matter how crazy things may have seemed to be, or whatever dream, how crazy it may be, no matter how lofty it may be, the God says there is possibility all around thee. For the Lord says you're going to be unstoppable, and your optimism and your energy, your drive, your determination, your courage shall also be unstoppable. And God said, I inspire you, because the Spirit is inspiring you to reach to new heights. New heights in love, new heights in service, new heights in ministry, new heights in the spirit, new heights even in mentorship. For the spirit says that he's working hard behind the scenes, and I'm going to bring rewards unto thee. For the Lord says, watch whom you share things with. Don't be tempted to broadcast your dreams, your actions. Restrain this, saith the Lord of hosts, because it could erode the support and the things that God is desiring to bring your way. For the Lord says, I'm taking care of things that you know not even of. I'm taking care of hidden problems. Oh, God says you're going to find that you're going to walk into a season of appreciation and prominence. Because I see authority figures blessing you. People who can make decisions will favor thee. For the Spirit of the Lord says, prepare. Because I'm bringing you into a place where you're going to acquire some new things. And as I looked up into the spirit, I heard the Lord say that some powerful things are opening up for thee. And you will see a shifting in the spirit. For the Lord says, I help thee in this season. Because you're going to break away from some things. And you're going to feel so much more confident. And you're going to begin to see that people in power shall be impressed with your ideas. New professional opportunities. You're going to land some new things in this season. Because God says your income is about to rise. But keep track of your expenses as well. For the Spirit is moving in this hour. Oh, watch me, saith the Lord of hosts. Because even from the 4th of October to around about the 25th of October, for that shall be a time that shall impact thee. Don't be surprised if old issues and relationships begin to surface, but be at peace. Circle the 8th of October. Because you expect sudden and unexpected emotional issues related to love or children or siblings to show up. Circle the 23rd of October. Because new opportunities could surface to work behind the scenes in some capacity. You're going to have the power to begin to deal with some things from the past as well. I want to thank you for your seed. I want you to hold fast to what thus saith the Lord and watch God move in your life in an unusual way. Oh, there's a shifting of the spirit. For in this season, God says he's bringing into focus and you're going to be able to achieve your wishes and your dreams. God is touching your career area and God said he's smoothing things out. Financial matters that may have been stalled or delayed will now begin to move. Father says beneficial things are coming your way. Get ready because the Spirit is going to usher in some new friendships and new opportunities for achieving your wishes and your dreams. Now, I do feel that next month, friends or people from your past could resurface. Old individuals, don't let them tempt you. For the Lord says, prepare. And don't get caught up in arguments. Spirit is heightening and increasing your prophetic gifting as well. A dream can also begin to take off for the next 3 months. round the 23rd again of October, God's going to open up opportunities where you're going to be able to develop your strong prophetic gifting. Thank you once again for your seed.
I hear the word of the Lord say to you today in this month of September. Father God says, as September continues, this is a great season to begin to work on family and self. I hear Father God saying, this is the season as you begin to move forward in your creative side. God says, this is the season of growth and progress. I also hear Father God saying, this is the season of transformation. I hear Father God saying, this is the season that you're transforming into what you've been designed to be, do, and have. Now I hear Father God saying, let the past be the past. Father God says, release the past in this season. Any relationships or partnerships that have not been building, any relationships or partnerships that have been stagnant, God says, let them be. Father God says, do not revive in this season. Father God says, this is the season to move forward. But Father God says, you're in the driver's seat. Move forward in faith and not fear. I hear Father God saying, this is a season that you're going to begin to develop some new business systems. Father God says, new business ideas. Father God says, let them grow and work through them. And Father God says, this is going to begin to bring you forward in a new way. I hear Father God saying, this is a season where you're going to be meeting with influential individuals. I hear Father God says, this is a season to begin to even go within, because Father God says, you're not going to do without. Father God says, this is the season to be conscious of your surroundings. God says, be conscious of your environment in this season. Father God says, this is the season to begin to move forward in faith and not fear. And I also hear Father God saying, this is the season where delay doesn't mean denial. God says, this is a season to begin to even make sure you set aside personal time for prayer and meditation. I also hear Father God saying, clean out the clutter mentally and emotionally in this season. And I also hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're going to begin to make a place for everything. Everything has a place in this season. God says, organize, strategize. Anything concerning the home, any decisions that need to be made concerning the home and family needs to be made in meditation and prayer. Father God says, don't make any hasty decisions. Father God says, don't move in any murmuring or gossiping in this month. Father God says, this is the season to support family, support friendships. I hear Father God saying, this is the season to make sure your intentions are in a correct manner. Father God says, set your intentions to have more harmonious relationships and partnerships. I hear Father God saying, teamwork will be celebrated in this month, so make sure you're celebrating team and not working alone. I also hear Father God saying, community. Father God says, you'll be building community in this season. For Father God says, home and family are your priority. Focus on your home and family in this season. And Father God says, any challenges will be resolved in a peaceful manner. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Kiwanis. God says, travel. Travel, travel, travel. You're going to get very, very busy because you'll have a lot of destinations that you need to reach in order to, I think you're selling something, you're selling an idea, a product, but God says that this travel will be rewarded. God says you will make the connections that you need to move forward. God says just to continue to plan, write it all down, plan out every step where you're going to go first, second. I can see you also doing some international travels in reference to this thing that you're trying to push off the ground, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, my sister, Sister Kiwanis. I just hear God saying he's doing something with your walk, both spiritually and in the natural. There's a new walk for you. I see the new shoes for the new walk. God is dealing with your understanding. He's dealing with you in the mindset where you're going to be seeing yourself as a wealthy, wealthy person. Millionaire, billionaire status. God says he's elevating you in this season. God says this is the time for preparation because he's elevating you. He's getting ready to take you higher into that high place, God says. The high place where it's going to be just you and him. You and him. And God says his presence shall keep you and sustain you for the new walk and the new shoes for the new walk. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Kiwanis. I hear Father God saying, pin it. Father God says, if it's not in pen, it doesn't exist. Father God says, take it time to write it down. Because Father God says, as you write and journal, as you document it, Father God says, it's going to bring wealth. Father God says, pin it. And that is the word of the Lord.
And I want to thank you, Sister Kiwanis, for your seed once again. I'll be getting some further information out to you on your on the different levels of prayer, of faith, rather. I'll be getting that into your hands. I want you to begin to know, woman of God, that this is a season where God says you're going to experience success and you're going to experience favor. And you're going to know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee because he says, I will favor thee and I will surely, surely, surely bless the works of your hands. And you're going to find, woman of God, that God's going to bring some real growth around you. I see things opening up for the woman of God that is going to bless you. And you're going to begin to see that there shall be a mighty, mighty move of the Spirit on your behalf. For the Lord will say unto the woman of God, that prepare yourself, because I'm bringing you into a season of elevation. And your leadership ability shall rise to the top. For the Lord says, people in power are looking at you. They're looking at you. They're looking at you. And as they're looking at you, they're going to favor you. Because I heard God says, new connections, for the Lord said, I place you at the right place, at the right time, in the right season, for your life purpose is being made known unto thee, yea, even in this hour. For the Lord says, as you begin to work with people in your own circle, you're going to begin to see favor, 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 and elevation opening up for thee. For the word of the Lord says unto thee, woman of God, that for the next 90 days, it shall be a time where you must not let indecision nor worry have their place in you. You must conquer and master your emotions. You must conquer and master your emotions. And as you do that, woman of God, you'll rise up and you'll be not moved. For I heard the Lord says, woman of God, cast your cares upon me in this season. Cast your cares upon me and know that all things are working for your good and for your behalf. For the Lord says that this is a season where you're going to come into a new degree and a new realm of an anointing that is going to bless you and that is going to bring great increase around you. Thank you, woman of God, for your miracle seed. Know, woman of God, that as you move forward into the month of October, seems like compromise is going to be essential to a successful relationship or some kind of participation in community, whatever that is. Compromise is going to be the key for you. And it seems like during October, you may feel compelled to retreat into your own personal freedom, but God says that's not going to be a good thing for you to do. You need to begin to face some things and head on, because it seems like mid-October is going to bring some countless opportunities for socializing on all fronts, whether through work, community, or with friends. But I see you being busy, and God says just be out and don't retreat. Lord said just don't retreat, because there's some things that God is going to open up for you that is going to bless you. Thank you once again for your seed, peace, and many blessings.